This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, getting ready to talk with Mike Fisher coming up here at 12:05. So we've got about 4 minutes before we start discussing with him what's going on in the world of the Cowboys and the Mavericks. Last night, you heard Mark Cuban during the TNT broadcast say that...
ESPN.
Or was it ESPN? Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. ESPN's broadcast last night discussing that he was going to go ahead and put something in place for the employees that work at the American Airlines Center and that work part-time or work hourly wages for the Dallas Mavericks. And, man, what an amazing thing to see there, because that's Mark Cuban, man. I think he's had a great history of being that kind of guy, and I've always appreciated him for that part of it.
I always wonder if the NBA, when he does something that great last night, as they go to him and he represents the NBA in a great way, if they're ever like, can you do a better job of representing us when it comes to your team had a bad call against you and you want to destroy the whole NBA and their refereeing system that night because of what happened to your team?
Yeah, no, I totally see what
he's a great
you're
representative
there.
Last night, and he's been a great representative in multiple other ways for the NBA. It's just emotionally when his team loses a game and he feels like the ref did something, there's times where he loses it and the NBA kind of has to penalize him because he doesn't represent the NBA in the way you should. By the way, another update, and I don't know if other schools are doing this. My daughter goes to a private school, but spring break is happening after tomorrow for them, and they're letting us know as parents there is a possibility that today or tomorrow could be possibly the last day of school that they actually go to school, that they're preparing to do the rest of the semester for their high school, and they have middle school too, of not having it at Bishop Dunn, where you would just have online classes the rest of the way to get done with school. So they're saying, hey, we don't know yet. We're going to take this spring break to prepare to have online classes. And I don't know if all other high schools are preparing to just go online the rest of their school year.
By the way, I am seeing the decision for the Australian Grand Prix is that they are planning on canceling that with Formula One. And Shippy has all sorts of updates throughout the day. I do love this text that's coming in from the 214. I just want us to not forget, though, through all this, the Astros still cheated. Like, that is something, Mike, and maybe it was because of the trash cans. But yes, the Astros did cheat. We'll talk with Mike Fisher.
They're the Red Sox, but nobody cares anymore.
That is wild, right? That is wild that nobody cares about the Red Sox right now because this thing has popped up. All right, let's talk with Mike Fisher right now on 105.3 The Fan. Mike, how's it going today, man?
Good day, man. How are you?
Are you safe out there?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story from Wednesday morning to Wednesday night. Marcia and I have a little mini trip to Miami planned later in this month, and tickets bought and friends to meet. And on Wednesday morning, I'm like, we'll be careful. Let's go. We'll be careful. I had a Wednesday lunch meeting with somebody with Homeland Security background. And he told me, Fisher, you're nuts. He says, go look at 1918 Spanish flu, what the city of Philadelphia did versus what the city of St. Louis did. And I would urge the Tolo to go look that up before we all pretend like we know what we're talking about, because we don't. I think that's very instructive. The number of people that died in Philadelphia and the percentage of the population was gigantic compared to the percentage in St. Louis, because in St. Louis, they came in and shut it all down. No parades, no churches, no schools. No, nothing. No groups can assemble of more than 20. In Philadelphia, they basically said, we'll be all right. And thousands and thousands and thousands of people died 1% of the population in Philadelphia died over the course of 6 months.
Whoa.
In 1918. So are we in a different place now? Obviously, with medical advancements, we're in a greatly different place. But what my Homeland Security guide tells me is this isn't a medical problem. It's not that we can't handle the medical. We can't handle the social. We can't. There's no way to handle the volume of problems that can come not from the medical issue itself, but from the social contact. So that changed my view. And of course, the Cowboys and the NFL are in the midst of changing theirs too. The Cuban and the NBA were very proactive last night. I agree with you guys. For Cuba to be on so-called ground zero, because the Mavericks were on TV and it was the last game played in the NBA, he turned out to be the perfect spokesman for how this needs to roll. And now we can turn to what the Cowboys and the NFL are going to do.
Well, Fish, let's talk about the Cowboys here. And I kind of have a question, and you probably have way more information. And I'm just guessing, since you can't really go to pro days and you can't go to other campuses to see these players play, I'm assuming that probably a lot of coaches and front offices are saying, can we move the draft back so that we can really get an idea of who we're drafting?
Yeah, and to me, this again, where the NBA can serve as a role model here. Cuban has mentioned a couple times now, including last night, hey, if we have to, we'll just back everything up. And if the NBA finals have to be in August instead of June, then that's what they'll have to be. And in the end, big deal. Well, I would argue, Mike, the same thing that you're suggesting here. If we have to back everything up in the NFL, and right now they're not changing free agency, that window's still going to open on the 18th as of right now, and there's no plans to change the date of the draft. But surely you can change the idea of having a trillion people in Las Vegas rubbing up against each other in the draft. Again, to the scouting thing, yesterday morning, that scouting department with the Cowboys was not pulling back. Today, I'm told they are planning on a 2 p.m. staff meeting for key staffers inside the Star to decide these things, Mike, that you're talking about. Can we work from home? Can we get scouting done without being there? And, of course, the answer is yes. It's been done before. It can be done again, especially, Mike, if all the teams are on an even plane. And that's why I think the NFL needs to step in here and have a policy, because if half the teams – are saying we won't travel, and the other half are saying we will. Number one, that creates an imbalance in scouting. And then number two, frankly, not pretend that I'm an expert on this, but when you decide, it's no big deal, I'm gonna go at business as usual, well, that might be fine for you if you get sick, but if you get my mom sick because of your decision, I'm going to be kind of upset.
Yeah, no, and I know this is kind of, seems so far away from it, but they moved a lot of things back already considering the vote for the CBA and the franchise tag and everything that's going on there with business in the NFL offices. How does it affect, and somebody just pointed out, how does it affect the questions and the discussions between Amari Cooper's people, Dak Prescott's people, and the Cowboys organization? Maybe you'll find more out about that at 2 o'clock today, Fish.
Yeah, and of course, some of this stuff, some negotiations, most of them are, can be done by phone. So we can deal with that. If the agent for Dak Prescott from CAA, Todd France, if he wants to get face-to-face with the Joneses, which I'm sure they would plan on doing normally, well, that's fine. Face-to-face, just sit 6 feet apart. So there's still ways to do some of the business. But I think what the NBA did is realize very quickly, this isn't about money. We got plenty of money. Now, this could really crush revenue in the NBA, which changes the salary cap, which changes people's lives in a financial way. But that's not near as big a deal as changing their lives in terms of sickness and even death. And I have a feeling that sometime this afternoon, the NFL will reveal that it thinks the same way.
Fish, you're at most press conferences for the Dallas Mavericks, and you're at most press conferences for the Dallas Mavericks. How mad would you have been if you were doing a press conference last week and Rudy Gobert would have made the joke and intentionally touched your phone or your recorder, and now you find out that person did have coronavirus, and now his joke could make your family have coronavirus?
And again, it's rough for him, Rudy Gobert of the Jazz, great player. By all accounts, a fine person. He'd just be a goofball, the way we've all been. But you're right. if he touched my tape recorder and then I handed my tape recorder or my phone to my wife and she got sick because Rudy wanted to make a joke, that would be very upsetting. So why not err on the side of caution, even though, again, it's going to cost a lot of us a lot of money, a lot of us, businesses and the rest. Schools, as Mike, you talked about it, education will not be the same for the rest of this school year. That's for sure. I already know some colleges are already doing it. They're saying we'll just do online. It's a societal change if we do that. What about the school districts where everybody doesn't have computers to do online things at home? You know, Mike Bassick's family has it. Mike Fisher's family has it, but not everybody does. So we are looking at a massive change in a lot of ways, sports and beyond.
Thank you very much for your time today, Fish. Keep us abreast of any situation that may arise.
We'll do that, and then at 3:30 today, Fish Report with G-Bag Nation, and we'll surely have more of that.
There he goes, Mike Fisher. You'll hear him with G-Bag later on this afternoon, and you'll have a lot more information from, obviously, the meetings that the Cowboys are going to have and what the NFL. And, Mike, you asked me earlier if I would be surprised if this got moved or if I'd be surprised if that got moved. And to be quite honest, man, there's no telling what the NFL, what decisions they have to make at this point. But they're fortunate.
They're in the best shape because they're not in season at all.
Right.
Where MLB is 2 weeks away from opening day. NHL, which we haven't heard anything yet, right, Shippy, on the NHL?
No, but it should be coming down any second now.
Okay, so we're about to hear breaking news from the NHL probably. NBA stopped. NCAA basketball tournaments are over, and we haven't heard about the big NCAA tournament yet. But, I mean, the NFL is in great shape because all they have to worry about right now is meeting at Frisco or wherever your team is at, and then the NFL draft coming up and scouting the players that they would like to scout and go to pro days and stuff like that.
877-881-1053. I'm curious about this. For you, the things that have been shut down are, and that is what Mike was pointing out, the Formula One first race is shut down right now in Australia.
All right.
With all of this, is it an overreaction or is it an appropriate reaction? 877-881-1053. I'm very curious to know what the masses out there feel.
Yeah.
Because for me, I think it's appropriate.
I think it's appropriate, too, because we don't know. We don't know how much this is going to help. Obviously, Fish just brought up history with two cities in 1918 with the flu. But we don't know how much this is going to help. But I guess at this point, our country has decided we're going to be a lot more proactive on this than just say, hey, it's probably going to be like the flu. People are going to get it. A very small percentage of people are going to die from it, and the virus will eventually go away. We'll eventually figure it out. We could take that stance of, hey, most of the people that have gotten this, they're just fine. There are a few that die, and we're going to move on with it just like the flu happened through flu season. Most likely flu season's coming to an end. Or we could be really proactive about it because we don't know exactly as this last, what the big impact of this virus is going to have.
And that's kind of the way that I see it there, Mike, too. I'm fascinated that a businesses as big as the NCAA, businesses as big as racing, as big as the NBA have said, we're not willing to sacrifice the people, we're more willing to sacrifice the money it's about to cost us.
Well, and
they may make it back.
If Rudy Gobert, I know this was our tease for this show, if Rudy Gobert wouldn't have got infected or, you know, tested positive yesterday, then we would be having NBA basketball tonight. We would just probably not be having fans. And I don't know if that would have started today, but watching the ESPN broadcast, right, before, at least that's the broadcast I was watching last night because that was the one I recorded it on, is they were pretty much preparing to not have fans for the rest of the season. They weren't preparing for the season to get canceled until Rudy Gobert tested positive. Now we know Donovan Mitchell. Now we know Emmanuel Mudiay. So I assume that the college basketball tournaments would have gone on without Rudy Gobert testing positive. We would be seeing right now UT and Texas Tech playing the first round of the Big 12, but Rudy Gobert changed everything.
Mike, Major League Baseball has had a conference call.
All right.
According to Jeff Passan, after a conference call among owners this afternoon, Major League Baseball is expected to suspend spring training. The league likely will delay the beginning of the regular season as well. At this point, it's a formality that ownership level sources expect to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I thought this was going to happen. I thought that with everything happening today around college basketball, what happened last night with NBA is that they weren't going to start the season in Major League Baseball and wait for this to pass, and who knows how long that's going to take.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.